This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I know that I talk about Fed Chair Janet Yellen a good deal on this program, which, in my defense, makes sense because she and her colleagues at the Fed basically run the American economy, right? Coming in a close second, though, is a guy by the name of Mario Draghi, who, along with his colleagues at the European Central Bank, and no, the analogy is not perfect here, but they do hold sway over that economy. All of which is by way of saying that there's an interesting thing happening at the highest levels of macroeconomics, with the mindset at the Fed here toward raising interest rates. This morning, Mr. Draghi and the ECB cut every interest rate they have, said they're going to buy more bonds as well. Quantitative easing is what that's called, if you remember. And they're doing it all in the hopes of improving Europe's economy by encouraging banks to lend money. Marketplace's Mark Garrison gets us going with this transatlantic policy disparity.
The difference in thinking between European and American bankers is kind of like the difference between European and American films. Europeans have a dark view. Consider some of their greatest movies. In Breathless, the hot young romance ends tragically. Bicycle Thieves, dad never finds the bike. In La Dolce Vita, even the orgy is really sad. Right now, Europe's central bankers definitely do not see their economy headed for a Hollywood ending.
Europe has not recovered as well as the U.S. has from the crisis and the recession, and so European monetary policy needs to be more aggressive.
Former Fed economist Ann Owen is a professor at Hamilton College. It's not that all's well for America's economy, but the numbers in Frankfurt paint a far dimmer picture than those in Washington. Carrie Leahy is senior advisor at Decision Economics.
Over the last 3 years, the economy has been growing at about a 2.5% annual pace. That is in big contradiction to Europe. Europe's growth rates have been anemic for quite some time now, and they also are looking at a greater possibility of deflation.
Deflation is bad for people, companies, governments, everyone. Unlike Europe, America is close to a level of inflation considered healthy. Other than prices, the other big thing central bankers worry about is jobs. Beth Ann Bovino is U.S. Chief Economist for Standard & Poor's.
Look at the U.S. again. The unemployment rate is now half of where it was during the recession, whereas the Eurozone, the unemployment rate is much, much higher.
Add all that up, and that's why you have Europe taking serious measures to keep things from getting worse. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.